Today is the 16th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is fantastic to be here with you today as we bring a week to a close, as we gather around the global campfire and celebrate the week that we've had, as we take this time to allow the scriptures to come into our lives, and as we look forward to taking the next step forward together. And so that next step leads us to where we left off, and that is currently in the book of Isaiah. Today, Isaiah chapters 22, 23, and 24. A prophecy against the valley of vision. What troubles you now that you have all gone up on the roofs, you town so full of commotion, you city of tumult and revelry? Your slain were not killed by the sword, nor did they die in battle. All your leaders have fled together. They have been captured without using the bow. All you who were caught were taken prisoner together, having fled while the enemy was still far away. Therefore I said, turn away from me. Let me weep bitterly. Do not try to console me over the destruction of my people. The Lord Almighty has a day of tumult and trampling and terror in the valley of vision, a day of battering down walls and of crying out to the mountains. Elam takes up the quiver with her charioteers and horses. Kir uncovers the shield. Your choicest valleys are full of chariots, and horsemen are posted at the city gates. The Lord stripped away the defenses of Judah, and you looked in that day to the weapons in the palace of the forest. You saw that the walls of the city of David were broken through in many places. You stored up water in the lower pool. You counted the buildings in Jerusalem and tore down houses to strengthen the wall. You built a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool. But you did not look to the one who made it, or have regard for the one who planned it long ago. The Lord Almighty, called you on that day to weep and to wail, to tear out your hair and to put on sackcloth. But see, there is joy and revelry, slaughtering of cattle and killing of sheep, eating of meat and drinking of wine. Let us eat and drink, you say, for tomorrow we die. The Lord Almighty has revealed this in my hearing. Till your dying day, this sin will not be atoned for, says the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Go say to this steward, to Shebna, the palace administrator, what are you doing here? And who gave you permission to cut out a grave for yourself here, hewing your grave on the height and chiseling your resting place in the rock? Beware, the Lord is about to take firm hold of you and hurl you away, you mighty man. He will roll you up tightly like a ball and throw you into a large country. There you will die, and there the chariots you were so proud of will become a disgrace to your master's house. I will depose you from your office, and you will be ousted from your position. In that day I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and fasten your sash around him, and hand your authority over to him. He will be a father to those who live in Jerusalem and to the people of Judah. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will become a seat of honor for the house of his father. All the glory of his family will hang on him, its offspring and offshoots, all its lesser vessels, from the bowls to all the jars. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, the peg driven into the firm place will give way. It will be sheared off and will fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut down. The Lord has spoken. A prophecy against Tyre. Wail, you ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is destroyed and left without horse or harbor. From the land of Cyprus, word has come to them. Be silent, you people of the island, and you merchants of Sidon, whom the seafarers have enriched. On the great waters came the grain of the Shihor. The harvest of the Nile was the revenue of Tyre, and she became the marketplace of the nations. Be ashamed, Sidon, and you fortress of the sea, for the sea has spoken. I have neither been in labor nor given birth. I have neither reared sons nor brought up daughters. When word comes to Egypt, they will be in anguish at the report from Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish. Wail, you people of the island. Is this your city of revelry? The old, old city whose feet have taken her to settle in far-off lands? Who planned this against Tyre, the bestower of crowns, whose merchants are princes, whose traders are renowned in the earth? The Lord Almighty planned it to bring down her pride in all her splendor, and to humble all who are renowned on the earth. Till your land, as they do along the Nile, daughter Tarshish, for you no longer have a harbor. The Lord has stretched out his hand over the sea and made its kingdoms tremble. He has given an order concerning Phoenicia, that her fortresses be destroyed. He said, no more of your reveling, virgin daughter Sidon, now crushed. Up, cross over to Cyprus. Even there you will find no rest. Look at the land of the Babylonians, this people that is now of no account. The Assyrians have made it a place for desert creatures. They raised up their siege towers. They stripped its fortresses bare and turned it into a ruin. Wail, you ships of Tarshish. Your fortress is destroyed. At that time, Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, the span of a king's life. But at the end of these 70 years, it will happen to Tyre as in the song of the prostitute. Take up a harp, walk through the city, you forgotten prostitute. Play the harp well, sing many a song, so that you will be remembered. At the end of 70 years, the Lord will deal with Tyre. She will return to her lucrative prostitution and will ply her trade with all the kingdoms on the face of the earth. Yet her profits and her earnings will be set apart for the Lord. They will not be stored up or hoarded. Her profits will go to those who live before the Lord for abundant food and fine clothes. See, the Lord is going to lay waste the earth and devastate it. He will ruin its face and scatter its inhabitants. It will be the same for priest as for people, for the master as for his servant, for the mistress as for her servant, for seller as for buyer, for borrower as for lender, for debtor as for creditor. The earth will be completely laid waste and totally plundered. The Lord has spoken this word. The earth dries up and withers. The world languishes and withers. The heavens languish with the earth. The earth is defiled by its people. They have disobeyed the laws, violated the statutes, and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse consumes the earth. Its people must bear their guilt. Therefore, earth's inhabitants are burned up, and very few are left. The new wine dries up, and the vine withers. All the merrymakers groan. The joyful timbrels are stilled. The noise of the revelers has stopped. The joyful harp is silent. No longer do they drink wine with a song. The beer is bitter to its drinkers. The ruined city lies desolate. The entrance to every house is barred. In the streets they cry out for wine. All joy turns to gloom. All joyful sounds are banished from the earth. The city is left in ruins. Its gate is battered to pieces. So it will be on the earth and among the nations, as when an olive tree is beaten, or as when gleanings are left after the grape harvest. They raise their voices. They shout for joy. From the west they acclaim the Lord's majesty. Therefore in the east give glory to the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the islands of the sea. From the ends of the earth we hear singing, glory to the righteous one. But I said, I waste away. I waste away. Woe to me. The treacherous betray. With treachery the treacherous betray. Terror and pit and snare await you, people of the earth. Whoever flees at the sound of terror will fall into a pit. Whoever climbs out of the pit will be caught in a snare. The floodgates of the heavens are opened. The foundations of the earth shake. The earth is broken up. The earth is split asunder. The earth is violently shaken. The earth reels like a drunkard. It sways like a hut in the wind. So heavy upon it is the guilt of its rebellion that it falls, never to rise again. In that day the Lord will punish the powers in the heavens above and the kings on the earth below. They will be herded together like prisoners bound in a dungeon. They will be shut up in prison and be punished after many days. The moon will be dismayed, the sun ashamed, for the Lord Almighty will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before its elders with great glory. Galatians 2:17 through 3:9. But if, in seeking to be justified in Christ, we Jews find ourselves also among the sinners, doesn't that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroyed, then I really would be a lawbreaker. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain, if it really was in vain? So again I ask, does God give you his Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law or by your believing what you heard? So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announced the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Psalm 60. For the director of music, to the tune of Lily of the Covenant, a miktam of David, for teaching, when he fought Aram Naharaim and Aram Zobah, and when Joab returned and struck down 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. You have rejected us, God, and burst upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. On Edom I toss my sandal. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God? You who have now rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. Proverbs 23, 15 and 16. My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad indeed. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another week. Oh Lord, you are so faithful to us all the days of our lives. We are so often so distracted and so unaware of just how present you are to us. And we become aware of that now. We thank you for the week behind. We look forward to the week ahead, and we appreciate with utter gratitude the moments of now that we are in. And in all of these moments, you have been present to us, and in all the future moments, you are there. And so come, Holy Spirit, plant what we've read into the soil of our hearts this week, and may the weeks ahead begin to show sprouts of the fruit of the Spirit coming up in our lives. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, this is Angel Hart. I was just calling to let you know my surgery was a success and it went through well. I'm not in any pain really. But I am having problems with my mind. I believe that the Holy Spirit left me, and that I'm trying to get him back. I feel like God has left me, and I was wondering if you could pray for me for that. So, if you could, I would appreciate it. I love you guys. I'm thinking about you often, so all the time. Thank you.
Greetings, DAB family. This call goes out to Christy in Kentucky. Christy is a veteran dabber who calls and has blessed hundreds of people with her prayers over the years. Her and her husband, Tim, have been on a very difficult journey with suffering and hardship. Tim received a terrible medical diagnosis some time back. Christy, we miss you. We've been praying for you. Suffering and hardship is not embraced by the church, and nobody wants it. It's a terrible thing, but yet we see that it is part of the journey. The Lord says, I love you and I'm with you. We say, we love you and we're with you. We want to continue to share this journey with you. through the hardship, through the trials. He's there, and we are there for you.
Hello, beloved brothers and sisters. This is Patrick from Seattle. I have a prayer request for a good friend. Jamie Walden is a minister, and his son, Finn, was just climbing a tree like boys do, and he fell out of the tree onto the concrete. He fractured his skull and fractured his vertebrae in two places and compressed his spine, and the poor little guy is in a great deal of pain, although through prayer and singing praise over him, he has shown already in the few days since the incident occurred, miraculous progress and recovery. And I just ask that you uplift the Walden family and little Finn and ask for his expedited healing and miraculous recovery from this. And it's my prayer that when he goes to the doctors, they won't be able to find the fractures on his spine because he has recovered miraculously from God's healing hand. So if you could lift them up, I'd be grateful. I love you all. Have a great day.
Top of the morning to everyone from Louisiana. This is Taken with Love. I just got through listening to my precious Dab family and the Word of God, which is so rich and powerful. And I just wanted to lift up Morning Lift. Oh my goodness, your plea went out and it just touched my heart in a way that is talks about in 1 Timothy, when we are comforted, we will want to turn around and comfort someone else with the same comfort that God gave us. And God did give my husband and I, both of us, divorce papers on the table, ready to be signed, a miraculous, miraculous reunion. We have now been married 51 years, and there is hope, and there is life, and there is an abundance in what God wants to do with you and your wife. You know, hurt people, and she's hurt. So love covers a multitude of sin, and you need to love her, put her first, put God first, actually, but love her and know that God's going to use you as a vessel of honor to restore your family, your whole family. Not just think about the kids. I mean, of course you want your wife back, but think about the children. Be humble. The Lord says that if you humble yourself in His sight, He will lift you up. Love her unconditionally and watch the Lord change her heart into repentance. It's the kindness of the Lord that brings someone into repentance. And if anybody can do it, it's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you.